USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal charges are being filed against a man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. The Department of Justice announcing that David DePepe is being charged with attempted kidnapping and assault. DePepe allegedly attacked Paul Pelosi on Friday with a hammer at his home in San Francisco. With the 2022 midterm elections just 8 days away, President Biden remains in Washington, D.C. The president has been noticeably absent from battleground states such as Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. Scott Rasmussen believes that Republicans will be picking up seats in the House and quite possibly the Senate.
When you've got a president whose job approval rating is in the low 40s going into the midterms, you're going to have a tough time. The only reason we're talking about control of the Senate being at least plausible for them to keep right now is because the map was in their favor.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with China's foreign minister and state counselor Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price is confirming the conflict between Russia and Ukraine came up in the conversation.
Secretary Blinken, for his part, thought it was important to raise once again Russia's continued war against Ukraine and the threat it poses to global peace and economic stability and prosperity.
Another asteroid is set to zoom by the United States. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will pass by Earth Tuesday. The asteroid called 2022 RM4 will pass by our planet around 52,000 miles per hour and will miss us by 1.4 million miles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Joe Biden and the First Lady are handing out candy to trick-or-treaters at the White House for Halloween. The president is explaining why he doesn't have a costume.
Maybe that time you get a costume. Put my hat and a coat.
The Justice Department on Monday charged David DePape with assault and attempted kidnapping following his alleged break-in at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. A man in Indiana is facing 2 counts of murder in the 2017 killing of 2 8th graders.
A Delphi, Indiana man, Richard Allen, has been arrested for the 2017 murders of 8th graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Indiana State Police made the announcement at a news conference Monday. Best friends 13-year-old Libby and 14-year-old Abby were on a hiking trail in rural Delphi when they were killed. No other details have been released. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia announced Saturday it was suspending its role in the Black Sea Grain Deal program. It's a UN-backed program that allowed ships with tons of grain to leave Ukrainian ports without interruptions from Russia. State Department spokesman Ned Price is condemning Russia's decision.
Russia is again weaponizing food in the war that it started. The most effective step to address the ongoing food security crisis would be for Russia to immediately return to the arrangement and to end its war against Ukraine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.